Only God can change our hearts. Thank you, Brother Eldon. We appreciate the Lord this morning. And praying He'll give us the wind to say what He wants said this morning. I believe He will in this service today. And today, I want to talk about a couple things that I think is where the church is today. A lot of what I'm going to say that I believe the Lord wants me to say is to us, our little church out here. But I think it's also the church in all, but I'm just excited about what God's doing. Anybody here excited? If you're not, you should be. If you're not trusting God when things come your way, you should be. If you're not preparing today for tomorrow, you better be. If we're just sliding along and getting by, we better change our way of doing things. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, familiar scripture if you find that. We've read this scripture before several times, quoted part of it. And you got that found, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Stand with me. We're going to drop back about verse 11, and the key verse we want to talk about is verse 14. Verse 11 says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from thence to Macedonia." Verse 14, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place." Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for this service. Thank you for everyone that's come today. Lord, we just ask that you would move in the remainder of this service through this message, that our lives be changed by your word. Lord, we praise you today. Lord, anoint me to say what you want said in this service today. Lord, and manifest yourself in our altar service. If someone here today doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray, God, that you prick their hearts again. Draw them with your everlasting love, Lord, in this house today. Lord, lift those up that might be downtrodden. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers you've answered. Thank you, Lord, for the victories we've seen and we're going to see. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. With a title today of this, Tragedy and Triumph. And talking with other folks, other pastors, and hearing other reports from other churches, in my prayer and what I am feeling for the church, of even right here, in our little church here, I believe, and we've experienced some of that in the last few months. I believe that we're going to see some very tragic things. Hello? Now, I'm sorry, you don't think being put on a ventilator three times is tragic. That's tragic. If you don't think going into a doctor's office and being told that cancer is what's in your body, that's tragic. 15-year-old boy having a foot and a half of his colon taken out, that's a tragic happenings. Families, let's get off of, even go farther than our physical needs. Families that are being distressed and loss of jobs, that's a tragic thing. Homes being destroyed because of sin, That's a tragic thing. Things that I have never imagined that I would see in the church, we see it happen. So I say in the first part of this message, don't be shocked at the tragedy you might see or you might experience or you might hear. Tragedy is something that is part of this word. Has anybody read the word? I fell in this word. There's a lot of tragic things happen. And I'm going to touch on a few of them. First of all, tragedy is a problem. It comes to a central person. This is some individual can have a tragic thing happen. It leads to an unhappiness, to disaster. Lives can be changed because of something tragically happening. Marcus Ragsdale, his life has changed because of the health issues in his life. There are folks that are having their lives changed because of tragic things that happen. Now, don't look all sad to me. I'm just getting started. I'm just trying to prepare you a little bit here. You never know what the doctor's going to tell you. Can I tell you something else? Now, I'm not picking on these folks around here, but I guess I am. It's a tragic thing to go to a doctor, to a hospital, and they tell you there's no need for you to come back. There's nothing else we can do for you. You've heard that said, haven't you, hon? That's a tragic thing that you're not prepared for. Can I tell you again? I believe we're going to see some tragic things happen in our world, in our church world, in our Cats Full Gospel. Anybody with me? Praise God. I don't hardly ever do this. Kids, I want to tell you something. This is your place that God's got you to. And I'm believing and I'm trusting there's going to be a stepping up. Anybody want to shout with me? Y'all hadn't seen what this family's seen. You've not seen what this mom and daddy's went through. You've not seen what this husband's went through. You've sure not seen what this wife and mother's went through. Tragic things. I've seen just a small portion of it, enough to know it's been life-changing. But I tell you, church, God is still God. Glory to God. And you get down at the Harrison Hospital up there, and I tell you, I don't pick times and try to find fault in that hospital up there, because I felt enough good in there, I'm going to be for it. Hello, somebody. I've had enough folks up there help my family. When the doctor says there ain't nothing else I can do, I'm going to have to send you somewhere else. Who can somebody shout with me? Tragedy coming our way. Praise God. There was a man by the name of Abraham. He was told that his seed was going to go forth across the nations. And God brought a great miracle in his life. He brought a son to him. And as that went on, God said to him, take your son and offer him up. That would be a tragic word to hear. To know that God had given me something, now he's going to take it away from me. But listen, church. The other part that goes along with this tragedy is triumph. The other part, I believe this, folks. You can't, when you're a child of God, you can't take tragedy and put it in one place except when you believe God is God. There's going to be some triumph come your way. You can't sit. The devil tries to tell you there's no victory coming back. Can I tell you right now? God's still on the throne and prayer still changes things. Jesus still stands by the right hand of the Father and intercedes for me while I'm standing right here. You can't separate tragedy and triumph. God's got some triumph for this church. God's got some victory. I believe we're just experiencing just the tip of the iceberg of what God's going to do. Praise God. Hey, amen. I tell you what, we've been here through a whole service. We've been here ever since for probably an hour or more here, maybe going on an hour and a half. And I'm sitting back here, and this is what I listen for when I sit down here. I don't mean to focus on you kids, but I can't help it. I sit down here and I thought, well,
The last time she was here, I heard her coughing over there. I'm sitting here thinking, well, I haven't heard no coughing. I kind of look around. And then we went through. Now, you said, preacher, don't say those things. That'll bring bad things. Don't you? Listen, if me talking positive, if me talking the faith brings me trouble, I'm going to keep on talking. If I say that God's blessed me and He has healed and He has moved and it brings me troubles and sorrow, I'm going to keep on saying it. That girl, I don't think I've heard her cough once this morning. Hey, amen. Can somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise? My God's a God of triumph. Amen. He's not consumed. He's not controlled by the tragedy. But God is controlled by what faith you have in Him. If you will let your faith reach out and say, I believe you're God. Abraham, praise God. He takes his son Isaac, and they said, and Isaac looks around, well, I see some wood and I see some fire, but where's the sacrifice? Listen, this wasn't no boy like these young ones here. This boy knew what was going on. He was old enough to know what was going on. Amen. Abraham looks around at him and he said, my God will provide. My God will provide. Amen. Church, we're going to experience some tragedies in our church. We're going to experience some trials like you've never seen before. But we're going to see some miraculous things happen in our church like we can't imagine. Can somebody give the Lord a praise? Oh, preacher, I don't believe God still works like that. You can believe that and live yourself a miserable life. But I'm telling you right now, I believe in the triumphant power of God. I believe in the victory that God brings because of who He is. And how many believes He's still God? Give the Lord a hand clap and praise. Triumph is to conquer. Triumph is to be an overcomer. I can tell you right now, you will never overcome your battles by talking and thinking carnally. You will never be an overcomer by talking down about this and down about that. I might as well step out here a little bit farther. Be careful who you talk about. It could affect your victory. Woo, preaching real good now. To conquer, to give victory. Let's look over into 1 Peter. How many still loves the Lord? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus. Your faith, folks, is going to be tried. You're going to be pushed and you're going to be pressed. You say, why is that going to happen, preacher? I'm a born-again Christian. You might even be here and be one of those Holy Ghost talkers, talking tongues and, my Lord, power of God moving your life. How many wants to be there? We could be a powerhouse for God. And the next thing you know, your face being tried. Next thing you know, tragedy comes your way. Next thing you know, you're going to have to either stand up or fall over. Has anybody ever been there? But he said, our faith is being tried as by fire. And folks, I can tell you right now, I can't help but go back and reminisce a little bit with the wife and I when she went through her troubles and her trials with her health issues. And I can tell you something right now, Brother Sean, Sister Natisha, you can't imagine what God's got ahead of you right now. You can't imagine if the Lord should tarry 10 years down the road. Are you with me? I hope you take to heart what I'm telling you. Because the key is right now is trusting God, faithful to God, serving God. My dear sister told us, and my wife was needing prayer. I've told this many times, and I'm going to tell it again. My wife was needing a healing in her body. Amen. Going blind and with a lot of health issues going on in her life and just battling everyday life and need a miracle. And the dear sister said, you need to get her out to Brother Oral Roberts. And So you can pray the prayer of faith. There again, not knocking Brother Oral, but I can tell you right now, the same God Oral serves is the same God we serve. God brought her through. Why? Because in the middle of tragedy, there's another part to the puzzle. Not only is there tragedy, there is triumphant victory like you can't imagine. Praise God. I've often said this, and if you ask my wife, amen, 18, 19 years ago, if she could have ever imagined what kind of victorious life that she would be and where she would be today, amen, honey, you could never imagine what God's done for you in those 19 years, could you? Can somebody give the Lord a praise? Struggling with everyday life. Discouragement and depression coming in, and now God's brought her to a place, and sure, there's still some health issues going on, but God has brought her through. Amen. I'm just glad that God's a God that'll bring you through. Praise God. Sitting there, that little old squawking, dirty diapered boy that was there when she was discouraged, and I tell you what, look over there. There a little fella is right there beside her. Little old runt. With tragedy, God brings triumph. I would to God that we can get that in our hearts today. When these tragedies come your way, when it seems like it can't get any worse, we might be like Job someday and be a man or a woman upright before God and serving God with their whole heart and doing all we know to do. And then here comes a report back. Say, your kids have all been blown away in a storm. Might get a report back, you know, your cattle's all gone. Your home's all blown away. You might find yourself the next thing you know, turn around and get a report back and realize your body's getting sick and you got sores all over you. Is anybody with me? In the middle of tragedy, God is a triumphant God. Praise God. Y'all know what happened to Job. He had some great friends. What'd you do, Job? You done something wrong, Job, to be in this bad of shape. Where'd you sin, Job? Didn't sin. Like Brother Danny said, someone that says because there's problems going on in your life, is sin involved. Now, sin will bring problems, but folks, that doesn't always mean that's what's happening. Job had done nothing wrong, and God allowed things to come in his life. And you know why? God got the glory out of that. Hey, amen. Job received back twice what he had before. He was a rich, wealthy man. Now he was just double stinking rich. Hello? Why? Because tragedy in God brings triumph. I've said this many times, many times. When something comes your way in your life, and just get ready, it's going to come. When it comes your way, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to stumble over it, or you're going to step up. It's going to hinder you. I've seen people in church, people serving God. Something comes their way, and they just fall out. Quit going to church. Quit God. Well, he didn't answer my prayer. I tell you what, he's answered enough of my prayers that, well, he answers another one, and he's going to. I'm still going to believe him. I'm still going to trust him. Anybody with me? So step up or stumble. I choose stepping up. I choose crawling up on that rock and say, praise be unto God. He always causes me to triumph through Christ Jesus. Anybody here triumphant? Anybody here victorious? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We find that some folks was looking for a Savior. You can go back in the second chapter of Luke and find there that we've all read this many times. And I'm just going to read a little bit of it here. Y'all didn't know you was going to have Christmas in the middle of February, did you? In verse 11, chapter 2 of Luke says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." This day, born a Savior. You think there's some excited people around there about that Savior coming? Anybody getting anything out of this? But in the middle of the glory and the excitement of a Savior coming, there was tragedy came. Jesus
began to grow and he began to mature, and it come to the point that he was in the will of God. How many knows it's important to be in the perfect will of God? I don't want the permissive will. I want the perfect will. I don't know about you, but that's where I want to be. He was in the will of God, and he found himself in the Garden of Gethsemane, Brother Bob, and he was praying. He said, "This be thy will, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, thy will be done." His prayer, such going on in his life, that his sweat becomes as great drops of blood. And he was communicating with the Father, Brother Bobby, and as he was there praying that God would just allow this cup that he was going to pass from him, tragedy was just ahead. And for those around him, they looked around and they look and they see a Savior, which we know the Jews and those folks, they were expecting something different instead of what they got, which was and is the true Savior. And as we found this place, they began to take him and crucify him, Sister Tyner. They began to put him on a post, a whipping post, and took a cat of nine tails and began to jerk that whip across his and flesh began to fly out of his body. And Sister Heather, he was being beaten and being bruised, and he was taking stripes for our healing. How many's glad for that? That's why we got the ability and an opportunity to pray for folks that's got a physical need. He took a stripe for our healing. And as we find that, tragedy was continuing to move in the life of Jesus. Remember what I'm saying? Tragedy and triumph in a Christian's life can't be separated. I believe that. You have tragedy hit your life. If you believe God and you're faithful to God, triumphant victory is coming. Anybody with me? I hope you're getting what God wants me to tell you this morning. And as Jesus found himself being crucified, beat upon, put him on the cross, took that crown of thorns, rammed it on his head, took that spear, pierced his side, blood and water gushes out. And as he gives up the ghost and says it's finished, tragedy had hit the world. There's Mary and Martha and all the disciples, Peter and John. They're sitting there thinking, Brother Frank, he said he was Jesus. He said he's our Savior. And they could look on the cross and see that he was dead. Oh, can you get where I'm going with this? When tragedy comes your way and you're a blood-believing child of God, triumphant victory is the next step. Is anybody with me? They took him to the tomb. They wrapped him up and put him in the tomb, rolled the stone in front of the tomb, and there it was. Tragedy. Was it? Is things in your life? Is there no hope in things in your life this morning? Is what keeps you up at night? Is there no hope? There's no hope in this world, but there's hope through Jesus. Tragedy and triumphant victory. Stand with me if you would. Come get a song for us. So they go back to the tomb 3 days later, roll the stone away. Woo, somebody. Roll the stone away of their tragedy that was, as they thought, in that tomb. But they looked in there, and he wasn't there. Why? Because there was triumphant victory in the middle of tragedy. And for you folks that are going through things in your life, there is victory in Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, it's a tragedy that you don't know him. If you're just half-heartedly living your life for God, that's a tragedy. You need to serve him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, right now, every soul here today, Lord, touch the lives of this people. Strengthen us, Lord, today, those that need a strength in their body. Touch in their lives, Lord. In your name, Jesus, in your name. Touch these lives here today. Souls that need you, Lord. as I begin to sing.